CJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Gong Xi Fa Cai, or Gong He Fa Choi. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Now, for those who are regular listeners to the program, you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, Keith. Have you been dipping into the special wine for Chinese New Year a little bit too early? What is this thing with singing chickens? Well, we're doing our Chinese New Year's program this Sunday, and I'll explain why. Chinese New Year's Eve falls on Thursday, which is January the 26th. So we actually wanted to do the New Year's Eve program a few days in advance. Now, there is, by the way, a special transmission on New Year's Eve of a special program that we're putting out on that date. You can find all the details and frequencies at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. So pcjmedia.com, and you'll find all the details there. But in today's edition of Happy Station, we are going to be talking about Chinese New Year, which is, as I mentioned last week on the program, we just finished a holiday. And here in Taiwan and in China, parts of Japan, Korea, Singapore, Malaysia, parts of Malaysia, that is, where there are very large Chinese communities, and also with Chinese communities overseas, in Canada, the United States, Great Britain, in France, and other places, people, of course, are getting ready to celebrate Chinese New Year as well. So if you go into Chinese communities in overseas cities, like Paris, for example, you'll also be able to get into the spirit of things. Now, last year in Paris, as I was walking around, I was near the Revolution Square, and they were actually getting ready, the Chinese community, which is maybe only about a 10-minute walk from there, they were getting ready for Chinese New Year. So, yes, it's something, of course, that's not just celebrated here in Taiwan, but around the world. Now, Chinese New Year, of course, has to do with an animal. So today, everything is about that animal. And I suspect that from the opening of today's show, you guessed what it is. A chicken. Well, not exactly, but I'll tell you a little bit more after we take a listen to this. This is something that, well, you'll hear everywhere across Asia at this time. It's the Chinese folk orchestra playing New Year Flower Drum Song. Thank you. The Chinese Folk Orchestra with the New Year Flower Drum Song, beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Well, the animal for 2017's Chinese New Year is the rooster. Now, it's not the chicken, but you get the idea. It's a bird. It's just the male version of a chicken, right? The rooster. Now, you would think that it's just one rooster. No, there isn't, because there are different types of roosters for different years. Now, certain years have a different animal. For example, I was born in 1970, so I'm a dog. Now, there's other years where you can also be a dog as well. If you call somebody a dog, that could be a good thing or a bad thing. But anyway, today it's roosters. Yes, roosters. Now, there are different types of rooster depending on your year of birth. There's the wood rooster, which means you were born in either 1945 or 2005. The earth rooster, which means you were born in 1909 or 1969. The gold rooster, which means you were born in 1921 or 1981. And the water rooster for 1933 and 1992. This year is none of those. This year the rooster is a fire rooster. And you have to have been born in the date of 1957 or 2017. So yes, we are the year of the fire rooster. Now, the rooster is the 10th in the Chinese zodiac. Each year is related to an animal sign. That's according to a 12-year cycle. The years of the rooster include 1933, 1945, 1957, 1969, 1981, 1993, 2005, 2017. And the next time we have a rooster year is going to be in 2029. Now, are you a rooster? Are you a rooster? Think about the way I just said that for a moment. I'm not going to say anything, but anyway, people in a year of the rooster are called roosters. So, to all you roosters out there, rooster years, however, are generally dated by the Chinese lunar calendar, starting with the Chinese New Year. So our second song today, I would like to dedicate to all the roosters out there, no matter what kind you are, wood, fire, earth, gold, or water, with a song by Louis Jourdain called Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around, shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Thank you. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, hey, boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Louis Jourdain and Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. And I dedicate this personally to every single one of you roosters today. It doesn't matter what kind you are. Now, let's get into some astrology, zodiac, Chinese style, okay? Now, this may, of course, be of interest to even people who are not a rooster this year. Now, 2017 is an unlucky year for roosters. That's right. So, even if you are a rooster, it is going to be an unlucky year. Now, according to Chinese astrology, the year of one's birth sign is the most unlucky year in the 12-year cycle. So if you're a dog and it's the year of the dog, like my, you know, for example, with myself, for example, that year is going to be an unlucky one. In the year of your sign, fortune in all aspects of your life will not be good. Therefore, roosters should be more careful in 2017. Now, what about, okay, if you don't want to think about bad things, right? Because you're a rooster, this is your year, you don't want to think about all the nasty stuff. What about the good things, the lucky things? Well, if you are a rooster, your lucky numbers are 5, 7, and 8. Lucky days are the 4th and 26th of any Chinese lunar month. Your lucky colors are gold, brown, and yellow. Lucky flowers are the coxcomb and the gladioli, or the gladiola, depending on if you're speaking it with an Australian accent or not. Lucky directions. Now, I don't mean where can I find, you know, that kind of directions, but if lucky directions, for example, like north and south, right? Your lucky directions are south and southeast. Your lucky months are the 2nd, 5th, and 11th month of the Chinese lunar calendar. Okay? So these are the things that are lucky and you should maybe try to look out for. So if you want to play the lottery, right, you know, try to put a 5 or a 7 in there or an 8 at some point, you know. Now, things that roosters should avoid. These are things that you should avoid. Avoid the color red. Yes, avoid the color red, which is a little bit difficult to do because during Chinese New Year, red is a predominant color. Last week on the program, I was talking about how many people, well, just here in Taiwan, especially children, are getting two sets of gifts. They're getting one gift for Christmas, and then they're getting another gift, which is usually money, for Chinese New Year, and it comes in the side of a red envelope. So, unlucky color, red. Stay away from red. Unlucky numbers, 1, 3, and 9. An unlucky direction. The lucky direction, of course, was south and southeast. East. Try to avoid east at all costs. And the unlucky months are the 3rd, 9th, and 12th month of the Chinese lunar calendar. So, let's now have another song. And we're going to take a listen to also some songs in Chinese and Cantonese. The first song we are going to listen to is something that if you go to Hong Kong this week and during Chinese New Year, this is a song that you will hear everywhere. It's a very famous song. And this, of course, is another version done by some other artist whose name I cannot remember. But it's called Gong Hei Fa Choi.
Nay. 听锣鼓响一片，声声送旧年。
你看大众多欢畅，个个乐连连，
欢呼声、歌声响彻凌霄殿。
齐声恭祝你有个欢乐年，
个个舞舞共欢庆，
杯杯要盛共欢宴，
年年欢乐欢乐绵绵。我向大家恭祝一句，恭喜发大财。
我要为你恭祝一句，事业永向前，
花开千万朵，生意长兴旺，
财运亨通，福星照，处处稳大钱，
声声要振聋。
Gong Hei Fat Choi, a very popular song that is heard especially in Hong Kong and other Cantonese-speaking communities, even in China, for example, in Guangzhou. That song is performed by many people, starting now, right until the end of Chinese New Year. Now, let's talk about the personalities of the rooster. I don't mean the animal, I mean the people, but some of the people could be animals. Now, people born in the year of the rooster are very observant, hardworking, resourceful, courageous, and talented. Roosters are also very confident in themselves. Yes, so if you are a rooster, maybe this does apply to you. Roosters are always active, amusing, popular within a crowd. Roosters are talkative. And if you've ever been to a farm and you hear chickens and roosters, they're always squawking about something. They're very outspoken and frank, open, honest, and loyal individuals. They like to be the center of attention and always appear attractive and beautiful. Yeah, so if you are a rooster this year, you are a beautiful person. Roosters are happiest when they are surrounded by others, whether they are at a party or just a social gathering. They enjoy the spotlight and exhibit their charm on any occasions. Roosters expect others to listen to them while they speak and cannot become agitated if they don't. Vain or boar roosters like to brag about themselves and their accomplishments. But there is a small warning. Just because you're frank, outspoken, and talkative, you have to be careful, because this could annoy some people around you. And it will annoy certain other people that have certain different zodiac signs more so than others. So do it at your own risk. Time now for another song. This one is called Gong Xi Fa Chai, which is Mandarin of Gong Hei Fa Choi. Gong Xi Fa Chai is another very popular song, a different song, just the same name. And it's performed by the well-known Hong Kong singer who's singing in Mandarin, Andy Lau. Andy Lau with Gong Xi Fa Chai here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Today we're talking about the rooster because it is the year of the rooster and Chinese New Year's Eve falls on January the 26th. So we're doing this program today to get you, all you roosters that is, ready for the new year. Now, we've been talking a lot about roosters, personalities, are they active, amusing, and all that kind of thing. But one thing, of course, that people might be asking about are, what about jobs? Because in the Chinese zodiac calendar, jobs actually are an important part, because depending on what animal you are, you might actually have good luck that year. So, roosters are more motivated than other animals in the Chinese zodiac, making their careers a priority in their lives. Roosters are hardworking, multi-talented, and can deal with a variety of jobs. Good career choices for roosters are newsreader, Newsreader. I'm wondering maybe this year if we should hire another newsreader here at PCJ for our Pacific service. We'll make sure it's a rooster. We'll put that in the job advert. Seeking newsreader with experience must be a rooster. Okay? I don't think you can actually do that, but we could try. Salesperson, restaurant owner, hairdresser, public relations officer, farmer. So if you're a rooster, you can raise roosters. Athlete, teacher, waiter, journalist. Oh, there we go. Newsreader. Newsreader and journalist all combined into one. Travel writer, dentist, surgeon, soldier, fireman, security guard, and police officers. Yes, so if you are a rooster and are thinking of a career change, I just helped you along with some options. I think it also helped our personnel department to look for somebody else. We can hire a rooster this year. Roosters, as I said at the beginning, are loyal and they make devoted friends. They always keep their promises and always are true to their word. Sensitive individuals may find it hard to get along well with roosters because they always brag about themselves and their accomplishments, which may make others uncomfortable. They could make others uncomfortable, but I'm not sure about that. It depends, I suppose. I really suppose it really depends. Okay, time for another song again. It's not about roosters, it's about chickens. And this is a very, very old recording. When I mean old, it goes back to 1915. It's the Cisti Celts. Yes, Cisti Celts. The Cisti Celts Banjo Orchestra with Auntie Skinner's Chicken Dinner.
Thank you.
Yes, a very old recording indeed. Sissy Selt's Banjo Orchestra with Auntie Skinner's Chicken Dinner Melody. Yummy. Now, let's talk about wealth, health, and love prospects. Now, wealth in 2017 is not good for roosters, but they can still earn a significant amount, but will have to try hard. So they will need to urge themselves. There is no reward without input. When they work hard, they can earn a considerable amount from their career, and at the end of the year, they can accumulate substantial wealth. As roosters are in the zodiac year for 2017, they are also in a year filled with bad luck. Therefore, they should just do their best and let things be, without setting their sights too high. If you're a businessman or a businesswoman, you will have to deal with operational pressures in 2017. Their expenses will increase, so you should have a planned set budget in advance instead of investing all the money. Okay, so remember that. Roosters, in their zodiac year of 2017, will be unlucky and need to work the stars related to their career, which can often help. One star is Jiangxi, which means rooster in leadership. Now, they will have luck. Roosters can achieve success by leading a team. Another star is Jinkuai, which means roosters are creative and will be approved by their superiors. Their recognition, however, might not match their efforts. Roosters are recommended to do more and speak less at work in 2017. They should work very hard to benefit from scant opportunities. Now, we're going to get into something maybe a little bit worrisome. Yes, health. What about the health of roosters in 2017? Well, as it is an unlucky year for roosters, they will need to pay more attention to their health. They will also need to take care of their families. When going out, they need to watch out for steps and obey traffic rules when driving. In 2017, roosters might get lazy or upset, but they will need to encourage themselves. They should not make some charity donations just to increase their luck. Now, what about love? Well, let's talk about that in a moment, but let's have another song right now. It's Leroy Anderson and his orchestra with Chicken Reel.
Thank you.
Chicken Reel, Leroy Anderson and his group. Now, on today's program, we are talking about the year of the rooster. Now, one thing, of course, I want to mention out there, you know, to be honest, I'm not into all this zodiac stuff. I personally think it's a lot of hooey, but it is interesting and it is actually a lot of fun. And we're just doing this for pure entertainment. So I don't want people writing me in a year saying, well, you said blah, 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 blah. What happened? And it didn't happen. I'm not an astrologer. You know, I'm not a fortune teller. I could be. It would be fun, wouldn't it? Just do some cold readings, make some money. But anyway, we're just having fun with this today. Yes, the year of the rooster. Now, do you remember what rooster it is? Because there are different types of rooster. Yes, it's the fire rooster. And if you want to see what a fire rooster looks like, there is one posted on the homepage of PCJ Radio International. And it will be there during the duration of the Chinese New Year, which begins on January the 26th, which is Chinese New Year's Eve, and continues until February the 6th, or actually February the 5th, when everybody actually goes back to work on the 6th. Now, we're talking about a wide variety of things. Lucky numbers. Yeah, lucky numbers. What's lucky? What is unlucky? Money, wealth, personality, how you should deal with work. And now, of course, the icing on the cake. Because a lot of people would be wondering, we're not going to talk about love and romance. I could never love a chicken, you know. Or, you have chicken lips. I suppose if you said to your partner, you have chicken lips, the response could be either one or two things. Either they will burst out laughing, or they will slap you on the head. Now, love and compatibility for roosters. Each animal sign has a unique characteristic. Love capacity for Chinese zodiac animals takes into account characteristics of each animal. Only those whose characteristics match can be good partners. So, for the rooster, okay, the best match of all are the ox and the snake. Those are the best matches. I'm just trying to think. If you're a rooster and your partner is either an ox or a snake, what the offspring would look like. Very strange, wouldn't it? The worst, actually, are a rat, rabbit, horse, or pig. So, if you are a rooster, go after an ox, go after a snake. That's an interesting pickup line. Can you imagine that? Walking into a bar and saying, not saying, hi there, let me buy you a drink, but instead saying, hi, I'm a rooster. I'm looking for an ox. You're not an ox? So long. Snake, you know? Or walking into a bar and say, hey, I'm a rooster. What are you? I'm a rat. Ugh, get away from me. Ugh, yucky. Okay. So, what are the other ones that are kind of average? Okay. Well, if you're a rat, like I said, avoid. Ox, okay. Tiger, complimentary. Yes, it's complimentary. Rabbit, avoid. Worst. Dragon, complimentary. Snake, usually the best. Horse, that's worst. Keep away from horses. Goat, now goats are, they're average. They're average. Monkeys, also average. If you meet another rooster, very bad idea. If you meet another rooster, you're only bound to get into trouble. Because two animals that are the same, are not compatible. So, for example, I'm a dog. Another dog wouldn't be compatible. If you were a rat, another rat is not compatible. You can only be compatible with another animal. So, you know, if your partner is a rooster, just ask for a divorce. Or just break up, you know. I'm a kidding, by the way. I hope you don't take me seriously. So, roosters, keep away from. Dogs, also keep away from. So if you're a rooster out there, keep away from me, keep away from yours truly. And another one that is average is pig. Yes, pig is also an average animal. So, best are ox and snake, worst rabbit, rat, horse, pig, and average ones would be monkey, pig, goat, and complementary, there's only two, a tiger and dragon. Yes. So that was fun, wasn't it? I'll be sending you my bill later on. No, I'm just kidding. This is a lot of fun, actually. Like I said, this is not really something that I follow. But I do like reading about it because it is rather interesting at times. All right. Time for more music again. The song we're going to take a listen to is another well-known Chinese folk melody called Joyful Mood. And it's performed by the same orchestra that we had at the beginning of the program, the Chinese Folk Orchestra, Joyful Mood. Joyful Mood, performed by the Chinese Folk Orchestra. We know it, we are actually nearly out of time, and I do want to play one piece to end off today's show. It's not even related to Chinese New Year. It is, of course, about chickens, or eating chickens. Mmm, yum, yum, yum. That's what I'm going to have for dinner today. I think that's what I will have for dinner. Anyway, on next week's program, we're going to have a little bit more about Chinese New Year. So do tune in. Now, what was the other thing that I wanted to mention? Oh, yes, our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. I hope you enjoyed the show. Our last song for today is by Jimmy Smith, and it's called Back at the Chicken Shack. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well. And I'll have a very long goodbye to today. I'll say our normal one. So until next time, friends, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos and sayonara, but more importantly, gong xi fa chai or gong hei fa choi. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you.